They played the Battle Hymn of the Republic as the casket was wheeled out of the cathedral, Cardinal Egan eulogizing Hugh Carey as a political leader par excellence, a prophet who spoke with wisdom and strength. And outside, political leaders like former Assemblyman Jerry Kremer remembered Hugh Carey as the man who saved the city and the state.
A politician with a sense of humor, a politician with the gift of gab, a politician who could break out into song when the tension had to be cut, and a man who was a leader in New York when it desperately needed one.
As one of Hugh Carey's sons put it, his life was a great example of making things work. Stan Brooks, 1010 Winds at St. Patrick's Cathedral.